Om Shanti. Good morning. It's a great fortune for a handful of us who have found Baba to be able to listen to the truth of the universe. There are many schools of thought where the different varieties of things people claim it to be the ultimate truth, but we are really very fortunate to listen from the God directly, the direct versions of God. And the truth and wisdom is very interesting when we think about it. Many a times we all know the truth, but we are not wise enough. Now what it means is, when I translate the truth into my life, when I begin to use that in my life, then that's wisdom. Knowing for the sake of knowing is just an information, not wisdom. But we, Baba's children, are very wise and also true. Many times Baba says deities in the golden age are Buddhas. But do you think they're Buddhas? They're very wise. Now wisdom, the truth says, the originality of the soul is peace, love, purity. Yeah? To forgive. I know this for the sake of knowing. This is the ultimate truth. I've understood. But that's not enough. We as a Brahman, we haven't implemented that ultimate truth into my every thought, my word, my action, my interaction. But whereas in the case of deities, they don't know I'm a soul, I'm child of God, God is ocean of love, and I'm peaceful soul. No. But they have that wisdom. In a sense, they have the sense of it. They're living that peace. They're living that truth. They're living that with the happiness. I have to remind myself I'm a happy soul. I need to be happy no matter what you do. I have to be happy. I'm a happy soul. I'm happy soul. I'm reminding myself. And I try to be happy apparently. But beneath, I still carry the feeling of hurt, bitterness, you know, peacelessness, dissatisfaction. I'm not happy with you. I'm not happy with the way you do. You see, I also carry sometimes hatred, anger. When I know the ultimate truth, this is what I am, why do I feel the bitterness still? I'm in knowledge for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever the years. But to know the truth takes less time. But to become wise takes whole life. You see? To understand I'm a peaceful soul, first day lesson, I understood, wow, I'm so happy to know I'm a soul. I'm a peaceful being. I'm a child of God. I'm so happy. But to feel that peace takes whole life. Can I ask you a question? Yeah? Now, I think I've asked even before if you have been in the class, but you're in Gyan whatever years, like 10 or 15 or 5 or 3 or whatever. I am 44. I'm going to finish my 44 years. Yeah? So 4 years or 44 years or 4 months, that doesn't matter. The knowledge, the ultimate truth is that saying, I am a peaceful being. And it didn't take much time for you or for me, for all of us to understand that I'm a peaceful soul. But from the day I began my spiritual journey till today, for one day, for 24 hours, did I really, really feel whole of 24 hours very peaceful? No matter what. Anything happened, didn't happen. Someone was good to me, not good to me. Gain, loss. Whatever. Pain in my body. Some loss, some death, whatever could have happened, but for 24 hours, did I experience absolute peace? Did I feel? Yes. How many? If not, don't say, I when I'm in Madhavan, I'm peaceful, no. Back at home. See, the first lesson, it's so near, but we are not able to bring that ultimate truth into my being. So the whole effort in Brahman, you know, the spiritual journey in our life is to heal, to clean our feelings. I always mention, share with people, because I take much attention on this. There are many incidents, people, we think they are the cause for what I feel, how I feel. But sometimes the incidents, the situations, the problems, it goes away. Nothing stays forever. Nothing is lasting, yeah? Even the person who I think is the cause for all my problems, might leave. But the feelings that I've created for that situation, for that person, stays with me forever till I live, till I'm in this body. Because the feeling is, I have consciously created it. So that stays with me. So I have to live with that feeling day and night. I don't have to live with people, live with situations day and night. But the feelings will stay with me forever. Many times we also forget, why am I feeling this? The situation, the cause has been forgotten. But that flavor stays with me. And whenever such situation arises, like it triggers my inner feelings, I don't know why I feel this, because nothing actually has happened to me, is happening to me. But that feeling is deep down my being. It means that I have not taken this ultimate truth into my conscious being. Understanding is intellectual. But taking that the the truth into my conscious level, into my sanskar, into my feelings. That's all what effort is all about. And then I become very wise. Wisdom means never to get hurt. That's wisdom for me. Never to feel pain. What you do, what you give, is your problem. But what I should take, what I should, you know, stop myself from receiving, is wisdom. That's what many times Baba talks about. Don't give sorrow, don't receive sorrow. We pay much attention on not giving sorrow to others, but we take much of sorrows from others. Even though I prevent myself from taking sorrows from others, I'm not giving sorrow to you, I'm not taking sorrow to you, but I'm giving sorrow to myself. Yes, no? Am I wise? Yeah? Like something happened in the past that was maybe, that really hurt me a lot, that was really big loss for me, that was something negative. And it's past, it's gone, dead and gone. Maybe 20 years, 30 years, 5 years, whatever years, gone, finished. Every time I remember, I bring that incident, that thought into my awareness, I begin to feel that bitterness, that sorrow, as if it's happening right now. The entire scenario becomes so vivid in my mind, and I begin to feel it as if it's happening now, though nothing is happening. So it means I'm causing sorrow to myself, which is a violence. Causing sorrow is violence. Yes? No? So forget about talking about truth, being lovely, being peaceful, being happy. But I'm becoming very violent. You see? I'm not able to forgive myself. I'm not able to really appreciate myself. I'm not able to clean all the dirt, what happened before, which is gone. When the truth says, whatever happens, happened, will happen, if everything for good, and it's destined to happen. That's the truth. When I know this truth, why am I not wise enough to let go of things? And if I'm holding all these things in my mind, why this happened, that shouldn't have happened, I hope this will happen now, you know, all sorts of things, and I sit in meditation, do you think really I'm able to have yoga with Baba? Do you think I'm here, I've left everything, I've left my lockets, I left all that, you know, whatever used to give joy to me in lockets. You know, there are many who left their wives, the husband, left their, you know, they cancelled the engagement. There are many in cancer over, you know, young brothers when they came, they were engaged, and just after engagement, they got Baba's knowledge, and they tried to convince the girl, will you also go, you know, remain pure, you take a spiritual path. The girl said, no, I'm here, I want children, I want like any life. Then cancel, they leave the girl, you see. So many things we left. For what? Many times it's like we are neither there nor here. You know, we are nowhere. That's not wise enough, isn't it? The ultimate happiness, the ultimate love, the the ultimate joy is only when I translate that truth into my being. Otherwise, it's just like building castles in the air. I'm a peaceful soul, that and this. I'm just imagining them, but I'm not feeling it. I'm not putting it into my feeling. You know what I mean? Thinking and being are two different things. The actual, you know, the stage of meditation we all have to experience by now is absolutely detached. My own body, my own past sanskaras. Okay, even if nothing outside is bothering me, nothing outside is a problem for me, my own sanskaras, my own thinking, my own mind is my problem. My own belief systems are my problem. I believe this, I believe that, I don't like, I like this. You know, do's and don'ts and like preferences. That's a big maya. That's a big bondage. You see? It doesn't allow us to be flexible. It doesn't allow us to be easy as we have to be. So detachment is totally from my preferences, my hate, my likes, my dislikes, my attachment, beyond all these strings, to feel, to be, to enjoy that original sense of my being. And that's the first step we need to feel. Meditation is not thinking. This is for logic people we talk, positive thinking. Okay, even if we talk about positive thinking, if meditation is positive thinking, do I have the positivity throughout the whole day? At least? You see? So information, knowing knowledge and being are two different, absolutely two different things. It's you know, like if I say I'm in Gyan for 44 years, no big deal. Absolutely good for nothing. If I haven't felt, if I haven't brought that feeling into my being, even if you do a big thing, big mistake, you know, because if you have I've went through a big loss, but still I'm able to smile at you. Still I'm able to, because of you, my life is ruined, even to that extent. But still if I'm able to give good wishes, give that love, absolute positivity, then nothing in the world can ever distract my mind, can disconnect me from Baba. If I'm not able to give that good wishes to everyone, no matter who that person is, whether you have hurt me, whether you hate me, you see, whether you avoid me, whether you reject me, but my duty, yeah, my dharma, is to give you love, is to see you as my brotherly soul, is to give you good wishes. Possible? Possible? Not when we hear in Pandavan, especially meditation hall, which has, oh my God, beautiful vibrations. You don't have to really meditate here. You sit and automatically you're in state of meditation. You know, that meditative state is so natural here. It's when we are in a normal day-to-day routine life. And I tell you something very interesting. Whenever we become quiet, we sit quiet. Like, I'm not too busy, I don't have too many things to do. I'm just quiet, like, you know, I'm relaxed. It's then you remember all. You see? And so Baba says, never keep your mind, you know, free. Never allow your mind to be idle. Even though you don't do physically anything, but let your mind be always, always, you know, very busy. Because the moment you let your mind without any purpose, without any direction, that you tend to get all sorts of things in your mind. Okay, this is a favorite question seniors used to ask. Are you able to have good yoga? Every time you sit in meditation, I fly. How many of you? Every time I sit in meditation, I'm very good. I enjoy my meditation. I have very good yoga every time. How good is your yoga every time? Well, this is such a, you know, question, so embarrassing, I'm sure. If you know the answer for yourself, that's fine. I am a yogi. And prior to being a yogi, I'm a jnani. I'm a knowledgeable soul. I'm a wise soul. The soul who knows the ultimate truth in the world. The truth that nobody else in the whole universe, they are not even aware of it. But I know. And yoga also means, you know, to be yogi and jnani means jnani is the one who knows the ultimate truth. So jnana, knowledge is power, might. But yogi is a wise person. Knowledgeable soul may be very good in expressing it, in impressing what he expresses, and can put things across in such a way where people get, oh my goodness, all that. But yogi may not know even how to speak, but can give you that feeling. You know? I don't know how to explain to you. I haven't read any cookbooks. I don't know how to explain to you how to make a chocolate cake. Yeah? But I can make and give a piece to you, put it in your mouth. I can really do that. So which do you think is better? I can speak about the chocolate cake in such a way that your mouth starts watering. But there is no cake. Yeah? You can see the cake in your eyes, you can feel the cake in your mouth, but there is actually no cake. So this is jnani. Yeah? Yogi don't know how to, can't speak of proper measurements. I don't know when to put the baking soda, when to put water and when to mix. And I don't know anything of that. But I can just take a piece of cake and put it in your mouth. Which is better? Which is better? But, without jnani, without knowledge, you can't be a yogi either. So So whenever I sit in meditation, I should have the awareness of the truth in my mind. In a sense, I'm the peaceful being, the love, the forgiveness, the kindness. It's just not, I feel in my being, but also I should be able to see that in others. I should be able to give that to others. Not go by the, you know, what I see, oh, this brother is so senior, he does that, this is that. So I see what's outer covering. I've been seeing at people till now the outer covering, but I'm not able to penetrate deep inside to see that purest part of that person. That's wisdom. You see? If I still hate, or if not hate, maybe hate may be a strong word, but if I dislike a person for whatever reason, I'm not a yogi. If I don't like you, I sit in yoga. I remember you more than Baba. Yes, no? So I'm here to take 21 birth inheritance, and for somebody else's mistake, I remember somebody else's mistake. Mistake means it's like a black mark. Rather, I would use the word dirt. If I remember somebody else's dirt, not my own, somebody else's dirt, and when I sit in meditation, if that dirt comes again, why she did this and why he did this, shouldn't have happened and that and this and this. So my connection with Baba is not there. And the purpose of me being here to get the inheritance for 21 births, I'm missing out. You see? In many Muralis, Baba talks about 1 minute in confluence age is equal to 1 hour in confluence age is equal to 1 day in confluence age is equal to, you know. So, the number of moments that I missed out during my meditation, I got disconnected from Baba, is lost forever and ever and ever. Because it's not going to come back again, no? The time that's gone now, in repenting, regretting, lamenting, will not come back again. That's gone forever. So the precious life is for me, life is what you feel about, what you think, and what your mind sees every time. That's what we happens outside, no? So I'm making my life miserable because I'm imagining things. And the worst part, I know that the ultimate truth says, you know, Baba says, each soul has his own role to play. You have your role to play. I have my role to play. Each one of us have a role to play. And after I understand this ultimate truth, if I begin to compare myself with someone, that's the worst part. If I'm comparing, that's for sure. You know, the biggest Maya, I'm sorry to say this, but that's the truth. The biggest maya we all have, Brahmins, is jealousy. Yes. Because when I compare with someone, means I have jealousy. And if my heart is filled with jealousy, comparison, am I a gyani? Am I a wise person? Will I be able to have yoga with Baba? Because jealousy is like it burns, no? It burns a person. Your mind is so restless. We all have had this feeling anyway. It's nobody sitting here who says, I don't know what it feels like to be jealous. No. At some point in time, even in Laukik, we would have had that feeling of jealousy. Oh, you have this, I don't have this. She is like that, I am this, this, and this, and this, and this. Comparing. This is not at all a wise thing to do. Wisdom means to appreciate and accept. Accept myself, accept others. I only compare others because I'm not able to accept myself as I am. I'm not able to appreciate myself as I am. I don't believe in myself. God chose me, and I don't believe myself. You know? And so then I can't have proper yoga with Baba. I can't have the ultimate truth, cannot be felt, cannot be experienced. You know? And then I can't radiate that beautiful, you know, the color, the fragrance that I have, that Baba has given me, and I have in me as an innate, you know, in an innate form. I'm not able to radiate that fragrance, to be able to present that color. You know what I mean? And so, to be able to experience that, the profound love from God, and to be able to create that profound love in my heart for God, is only when I let go of all these things and become myself. Yeah. And this is what I think is the absolute soul consciousness. Because only when I come in body consciousness that I get into these comparisons. Comparison is the sign to see myself, what is the level of my consciousness. Either it is body or the soul. Because in soul consciousness we wouldn't compare. Yeah? In soul consciousness, there's no jealousy. Soul consciousness is appreciation, acceptance. Yeah? And so if I'm not able to accept, if I'm not able to, you know, appreciate others, it means I'm still in body consciousness. It means I know knowledge, I know the ultimate truth, but I'm not wise. Thank you.